Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. If it's a short word in length, and yet it's huge in consequence, so much hangs upon the word if. For example, let's look at Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. Paul writes, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." If then you have been raised with Christ. Have you ever thought about the power of that if in verse 1? Think about what hinges upon that if. The very next statement, seek the things that are above where Christ is. What's the takeaway from that? You can't really seek the things that are above if you haven't been raised with Christ in baptism. And then if we jump down to verses 3 and 4, where it says, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." And so, if you haven't died to yourself and your will, joining your life with Christ in baptism, he isn't your life, and you won't appear with him in glory. Those are the deductions that we have to take from what Paul writes there. And so even still, for the baptized Christian, one who has been buried in baptism, it's a matter of if for us to continue to seek. Just look at what Paul writes to these Christians in Colossae in the context. Let's read the first 17 verses of Colossians 3 to get the full picture here. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So all of what we just read hinges on the very first word and the very first phrase: if then you have been raised with Christ, seek. Just this past week, we gained a new brother in Christ, one who finally joined his life with Christ by being baptized. It is no longer a question of if he would unite with Christ in baptism. He has done that. But for him and every other Christian here in Beaver Dam, in Hartford, and around the world, it is a matter of if we will continue to seek, if we would continue to set our minds, if we would continue to put to death the earthly things that tempt us, and to put on the Christ-like qualities of verses 12 through 17, allowing the word of Christ to dwell in us. That is a huge if, isn't it? If you've not responded to the gospel in obedience through baptism, then you can't even begin to do the rest of what we've read and be approved by God. But you know what else is a big if? Tomorrow. Don't live your life with ifs or buts or somedays. Be decisive. You have right now. You have this moment. choose to obey God now. If you've never obeyed the gospel and you realize you need to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, please contact me. Reach out to us. Let us know how we can help you. But if you are a Christian, let's be decisive even today to draw closer to God now. No more ifs, no more tomorrows. Let's do so now. Thanks so much for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On.
Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com. And you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.